Let's go with Katrina. You want to talk about, we know generally, but how do companies know what they are supposed to disclose?
All right, so we've got the SEC chair who made some recommendations. And Jennifer knows that I don't know if, at this current state, the disclosures are going far enough. But I like the recommendations. The recommendations are that companies should make sure that they are reporting on workforce turnover, skills and development training, compensation, benefits, and workforce demographics. So let me just tell you why I think that these things are important. You've got these stakeholders who, again, are not just, it's not just your stockholders, right? You've got employees who are looking in. You've got regulatory agencies. You've got companies who are beholden to the communities that they work in. All of these folks are saying, I want to know how the company is performing and behaving with regards to social issues. And so why would it be important for the companies to include the workforce turnover? Well, I'm glad you asked. And it's going to be important because if we look at turnover and if we look at performance, it costs to have to replace a worker in terms of recruitment efforts, in terms of training and getting them up to speed. And so all of that goes to the performance of a company. What about budgeting and planning, you know, in terms of meetings and ideas that you have for your worker? All of these things hurt the bottom line when there's turnover. And so, two, does it affect the environment in terms of dissatisfaction, right? Unproductivity. And so you have this weakening of a corporate culture. And you've got bad behavior, which results in bad reputations on the outside, which results in folks who are leaving the company in great numbers and organizing, et cetera. So all of this is going to be important for us to know as an onlooker what the workforce turnover is for a company. What about, let's take the next one, the compensation. Well, I think it's important for the SEC to require companies to include compensation. Why? Because we know it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. And a lot of companies don't want that disclosed, and they're fighting it. But if disclosed, it's a way of reckoning. It's a way of saying, hey, if there are issues with pay parity, let's go ahead and get them resolved, because if not, you find yourself in litigation. You find, again, employee dissatisfaction and low morale. Same thing with demographics. All the statistics show that when you have a diverse group of employees, you have this different thinking, thought process. You've got novelty and creativity, right? You've got people's voices being heard. And so that's important, again, to have all of that disclosed. But for people like me and people like you, it becomes important because it proves our case in terms of systemic discrimination when we can go right to the SEC reports and see what a company is representing to the public about these things. And so if this is a good time, I want to go over, and then we kind of went past this one particular link here, but we've got the 10K. And what it is, of course, is a financial document that public employers or public companies are required to report in. And I will say to you that if you are not reviewing a 10K report and you're filing a lawsuit against a public company, you're missing out on a lot of good information. And so I grabbed one off the EDGAR, which is the website that you can find it, the SEC website. And you will find, because just as Jennifer said, right now we don't have real mandates on where to put certain information, but you may find it in, for example, the MD&A section of a 10K. You may find it in the risk factors section of the 10K. You may find good information in the description of business form of the 10K. And again, this is information that we can use as employment lawyers. For example, the one I pull says that we value our employees. We've heard that before. We pay, you know, a fair wage. We've heard that before. You hear them say that we promote from within and not based on race or age, gender, disability. But in the 10K report, you actually have companies who are representing something far more than that. They say things like the execution of our strategy is overseen by our CEO himself or herself, right? And our board. And well, Jennifer, would you agree that this would mean that these folks have now become witnesses in lawsuits, in that it says that they are overseeing the execution of these strategies? These are potential witnesses. Also in the 10K report, you have that it is signed by, and I think it's very key for us in discovery, it's signed by the CEO and the CFO and board members. And well, if we're talking about it, that means that these folks are, again, are certifying that this information is true and accurate, right? And they become potential witnesses. And in that case, when we ask for their depositions and companies file motions for protective order and motions to quash, our retort would be that these folks have signed off on documents and representations saying that these are the strategies that they personally oversee. So I think that this is one avenue that is ripe. If you have these folks signing off on these documents, it means that they are witnesses and you can overcome some and take their apex deposition.
Well, and that's such a great point, right? So if you're not if companies are not having their lawyers take a look at aspirational statements like that, if they're not 100% true.